Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, five.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found. So it's us again.
Yes, we're
Shane and
coming.
Julia and Shane bringing it back out. How we do every week.
Yeah, exactly. We have a very important topic for you guys.
Yeah, we get this question asked more times.
So many times.
Over and over again. Actually, we're going to talk on 2 subjects, but I think we're going to split it into 2 different podcasts because there's so much information about it.
Right.
The first one we're going to talk about is weight loss.
Yeah.
Yay, weight loss. Everyone wants to know about weight loss, don't they?
All the time.
On a plant-based diet. Because people think you can't, you know, you just automatically lose weight when you're on a plant-based diet. And for some, it's true. For some, it's not. And
right.
It really just depends.
Depending on what you eat, right?
Yeah. And then hopefully next episode, we'll talk about gaining weight. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
One's actually has more than weight
we
loss.
We hear that a lot, actually. People are like coming to us and they're like,
yeah, because on a plant-based diet, you're not eating as much calorie-dense food. So
I never had that problem, but some but maybe.
I never have either, but some people do, and it's a topic that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so first up, we're going to talk about weight loss.
Right.
And
that's a big thing, right? Like, you read it everywhere, like online,
everyone wants
on
to
the
lose
news,
weight.
And it's like, especially in the wintertime, right? You're like,
yeah.
Gaining weight, you're all into the comfort food.
Oh, I gained
eating
tons of weight in the wintertime, and then I try to burn it off in the spring.
For your bikini body,
yeah,
right?
For my bikini body, I gotta look good in my bikini. So, mankini,
yeah, right?
As they call it.
Oh yeah, is that, oh these V-shaped ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those crazy ones.
The Borat ones.
Yeah, the Borat one. That's right. The one I rock.
You
yeah.
Gotta get one next. Summer, like a pink one or something.
Oh, I have it. You just haven't seen it yet.
What?
Just kidding.
How can you not show it?
Anyways, back on the serious tip. How to lose weight. Well,
first we got to ask, though, how do you even gain it in the first place, right? How is
right.
your lifestyle? What do you eat?
Right.
Like, app starts in the kitchen, too, right?
So there's the healthy vegan phrase. Or healthy plant-based eater, and there's the... What I like to say, the junk food eater.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, I like the junk food as well. So,
yeah,
you know,
in
you
moderation,
gotta,
huh?
You gotta have a healthy balance between it.
Right.
But I do find myself sometimes eating just way too much bread or like these are very calorie dense things that we don't realize aren't really filling us up.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like
calories,
empty calories.
Right?
Yeah. So
it's
these
like
empty
a
calories,
white flour.
They work whether you're on a plant-based diet or you're on any diet or you're just eating it, whatever. You
right.
still got to be careful about that, right?
Exactly. And then
not all foods made the same.
Exactly. And the thing is with the empty calories, they make you eat more, right? There's
right.
like this show on TV we watch sometimes we really like, right? But your family is like, why are you guys watching it? It's just like interesting how like they actually eat small
portions. My
700
pound life.
Yeah, exactly. They
yeah,
eat like
TLC.
Small portions, but they're going to eat like throughout the day so much, right? In the end, they have like so much fat and stuff that,
right.
that they ate, right?
Because they don't realize they're eating 1,500 calorie meals and they only need about 3,000 calories for the day.
Yeah. You just don't feel full when you eat it. I mean, I remember when I ate fast
sure.
food, you know, as a kid, like you just don't really feel full.
Yeah, I mean, as you start to eat more and more foods, you start to realize what different calories can give you, like different foods can give you. So,
yeah.
like, maybe a cup of beans will give you, it's not that many calories in a cup of beans, but it'll keep you full for so long.
Right.
So, you might use that as a tool. You know that that's something that helps satisfy your hunger and makes you full and regulates your blood sugar. You might take that instead of, you know, having the white carbs or the white bread that
right.
makes you hungry in an hour or something, right?
Exactly.
So it's really being smart about what type of foods you're having that try to not spike your blood sugar. Because once you spike your blood sugar, it triggers.
You're doomed.
It, yeah, it's you're doomed and you're getting that, you know, I got to eat thing. And
it's uncontrollable almost.
Yeah. And there's some things that you could do to help regulate your blood sugar. Beans are
really
number
good.
One anything to regulate your blood sugar.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, apples, I believe, regulate your blood sugar.
I just
quite
had an
well.
Apple and I actually feel satisfied.
Which you think would be weird because it's sugary, but because of the fiber and the pectin, it actually helps regulate your blood sugar. So it's really good for craving hunger.
Yeah, right.
So if you just have an apple, wait an hour, you might actually not be as hungry as you think.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like people don't eat enough fiber. You know,
oh,
especially
totally.
When you eat like a lot of meat. Actually, meat doesn't have any fiber at all, right? If you think,
no.
Or even animal products, right? Let's say the dairy and stuff. There's no fiber.
No.
So
Zero.
Think of that,
Zippo.
You know. But once you actually incorporate fiber into your diet, like it really makes a big difference. Your digestion
for sure.
is.
But you got
to
start
too.
Off slow because if you're not used to it, it can cause some. Some backup in the intestines.
It can get
and stuff.
A bit bloaty in the beginning, especially,
right.
you know.
But you got to, you know, progressively up your fiber intake and drink plenty of water so that your body has time to get used to this amount of fiber you're giving it, right?
Totally.
And knows what to do with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, talking about water, right? We also don't drink enough water. That's why we feel like, I think I'm hungry, actually.
Right. Yeah. So, like I said, when I wake up, I just have water and
How
I don't even feel hungry
How much do you
anymore.
Drink?
I drink about like 2 or 3 glasses of water in the morning.
Wow.
I try to keep hydrated in the morning. So, you know, in the evening, if I out and about doing stuff so busy, I forget to, at least I had it in there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And actually water tastes pretty good, I find.
I like water.
If you need like something like flavorful, you know, we have the stevia peach we like to put in sometimes.
For sure. Yeah.
Like have some flavor in your water too, lemon or cucumber, you know,
yeah.
like you can prepare a big jar and put it in the fridge, right? And then
right.
drink it whenever. Because actually that flavor kind of triggers your brain. I noticed that you kind of ate something. You're satisfied actually. You don't even really need to eat something right now, that Snickers bar or whatever you were craving before.
Right. And our ultimate goal is to try to have less calories than what our body needs. To maintain its bodily functions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to lose weight, your goal is to try to do that. So any tools, I use these as tools. Diets are maybe tools, right? They're not maybe something that you can fully sustain all the time, but you can
right.
use it as a tool
mm-hmm.
To help you lose weight.
Or like a bridge,
or
right?
gain weight or whatever, right? So knowing these tools definitely can help you lose weight on a plant-based diet
mm-hmm.
or, you know, lose weight in general.
Well, I find losing weight is a science. The science behind
There's
it
definitely
too, right?
science behind energy
you know?
In, energy out.
You got to know right. what your body likes and doesn't. You know,
yeah.
same with like what you eat, right? Some things are harder for you to digest than for the other person.
Well,
right?
I think people just want that instant result.
They do, yeah.
Because the Instagram and stuff nowadays, and yeah, and like you don't want to be the unhealthy person that's popping those supplements that claim to be burning body fat and whatever, and you don't
yeah.
know what's going on inside
Spending
there.
Spending lots of money for it, you know.
So stay away from that stuff. Start slow. It takes time.
Yeah.
People want it right
and
away.
You will
it takes
have
months.
Cravings, you know,
and you
that's
will.
Normal.
And don't feel like you're a bad person if you, you know, have those cravings once in a while. Just get back into your routine.
Right.
And continue your journey, right?
Exactly. It's the same with, you know, if you always used to so much sugar, right? You
right.
eat sugar all the time, so much, and then you all of a sudden cut it back completely. Of course you're going to crave it.
Right.
Right? So
yep.
either you do it slowly, like every day you eat less sugar, and just, let's say, think of even where you put sugar all the time, right? Especially like in teas and coffee. Is it really necessary?
probably not. I drink my coffee black.
Yeah,
so.
And it tastes good. You know, we have like an
almond
vanilla
unsweetened
latte.
Almond milk.
And that's even unsweetened, but you can taste the vanilla and it gives you kind of a sweet taste. But you have to kind of get used to it in general, like not liking sweets on everything so much. So just give it some time, you know, and really like be patient, I find.
Right.
It works.
Right. All right. Getting into the tools. The tricks of the trade, as they say it. When I'm cutting, trying to lose body fat, when I mean cutting, like losing weight loss, it's fat. Primarily, people don't want to lose muscle. So when I talk about weight loss, I'm talking
Hell
about
no.
fat in general. So even if you're super skinny and you want to just lose some body fat, you know, to you know, look leaner in your muscle physique, then, you know, we're all trying to do the same thing. It's the same thing.
Right.
But a couple of these tools that I find really help me is drinking plenty of water. You got to keep hydrated. You got to keep everything flushing in and out so it can flush out, you know, all the fat it's burning and can push out, right?
Right.
And then another one for me is intermittent fasting.
Oh, that one's good.
Right. So I won't eat till, I don't know, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, then usually? I'll have
my, yeah,
usually. I thought you had your apple around 10. You don't?
It really depends. I just push it. Why eat if I'm not super, super hungry and I'm not hungry? So it's just a tool.
Yeah.
And it helps regulate your blood sugar, which is something that helps you get rid of that fat that makes your body release that fat.
But you tend to eat more if you're actually bored. You know, if you keep yourself busy, let's think of your work, right? Like, if you're super busy, you're like this type of person. I know. You can't
eat for a long time. Right. So
like
maybe.
My sister Patricia's like that too.
Maybe another tool is keep your mind busy. Keep yourself busy so you're not thinking about food.
That's mostly what happens.
You should be eating food to thrive and survive, not the other way around.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, think of like how our ancestors used to actually eat, right? They didn't just wake up, okay, that's my breakfast.
Let's
they
have
had
a
to
thousand
like,
calories
get it,
in
right?
Today. Yeah, they had to get out there, go out,
they
pick
usually
berries,
didn't eat in the morning, right? Yeah. Unless they had like maybe some storage from the days before, right?
Yeah.
Certain things.
And like I said, these are just tools in the trade. If you want to use it, great. If they work for you, great. If they don't, you find another tool, right?
Right. But the beauty about the intermittent fasting, it's not really a diet, you know, after, let's say, noon, you eat normally.
But the way that you get to eat bigger meals at once, you know, like you combine your breakfast and lunch at lunch.
Right.
So that you're actually keeps you fuller till dinner.
Right. But I just found like you get actually quicker full. You actually listen more to your body.
Right.
You're more in tune with your body when you're actually full.
For sure.
Like I used to eat so much more. And since I do the intermittent fasting, I actually feel more when I'm hungry and when I'm full.
Right. Yeah. You start to see the cues between your blood sugar rise.
Exactly.
And actually, does your body need nutrients, right?
Right. But think of it too, right? Let's say after work, people come and make dinner or whatever, or they ordered it and then they watch TV and eat it.
Right.
You tend to eat more, you know, like because you're not really like connected with your food pretty much, right?
Right.
Like you got to be aware like of your chewing and all these things, right?
Oh, for
and
sure.
You actually realize when you're full. But if we have too many distractions, we play on our phone and do all this, you know, we think like, oh. What? I'm done with my food? I think I need some more.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yep.
Yep. And that gets me into the next tip, which is caffeine.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Which is, I'm a coffee guy, so I drink coffee pretty much black in the morning.
Other drinks, too.
But what they do say is green tea is the ultimate
best. Matcha, especially.
Yeah, get matcha
really
or the high-quality green tea.
The Chinese teas, too, they're called pu'er. And then the South American one, yerba mate, they're really good.
Yep.
And they don't really give you that crash, you know, when you...
No,
when
it's you a did, slow like, release. It's
afternoon.
A different kind of caffeine release than coffee
it's
does.
It's kind of like really like nice. It fills you up somehow. Like you won't really feel hungry that quickly. It's nice.
Yeah.
Did you ever try pu'er tea?
I've never tried that. No, where's that from?
It's from China.
China,
it's really
okay.
Nice.
Is it a type of green tea or...
No.
No?
It's
okay.
It's really nice. It has kind of almost a flowery, earthy taste.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah, no, I've never tried it, but that's...
I get it.
That's everyone. Or like, did you mention yerba mate?
I did.
Okay, yeah, or yerba mate. I started like that. That tea is really good.
Yeah, right? That's really nice. Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, you have that in the morning or like...
You know that we have it, right?
Now I do.
Yeah. All right.
I guess I'll have to have some more.
You should, yeah. You can make a nice kombucha with yerba mate
as
well.
Right, yeah. So, like, say you're between meals and, you know, just have some yerba mate. If you're very caffeine sensitive like me, I try to stay anywhere from 3 o'clock.
Even 2.
I won't, yeah, even 2 for me.
2 p.m.
Even though I've started with a pre-workout that has some green tea in it at 3.
There's a bit of a difference, so.
But because I'm working out so hard,
that's what I mean.
it doesn't affect my sleep.
Exactly. If you're super active, it will actually burn the caffeine, right?
Right.
I find.
Yeah.
The thing is also, you know what I noticed? Like, the way you choose a plate, right? If you, let's say, have a bigger plate.
Oh, for sure.
Then you
portion
tend to
control.
Put more portions.
That was
on,
getting
right?
into my next tip.
See,
yeah,
I can read your mind.
So portion control. Yeah. So, you know, instead of having that big giant plate that you know you're going to fill up, you're going to fill up the plate regardless of the size, right?
Yeah, pretty much, especially on like, yeah.
So if events. You're trying to cut down, use a smaller plate.
Right.
Simple as that.
Exactly.
If you're trying to, you know, make meal prep for, that's another one, meal prepping. So you know exactly what you're putting into your meal.
Right.
So like for lunch.
Use measuring cups.
I'll use
right?
a cup, just like a 1 cup measuring. I'll take some black beans.
Keep it consistent. Yeah.
1 cup. Done. Here's some rice. 1 cup. Done.
Right.
Vegetables. 1 cup. Done.
Yeah.
But even
Perfect.
Vegetables, I don't even, when I'm dieting, I don't put a limit on vegetables because there's so little of calories
and they
fill you up.
Vegetables.
You should be eating more vegetables if you're trying to get lean because it fills your stomach up more.
Has more
makes
water
you
too.
Full. It's got the fiber that keeps you full longer, the water, and it's not calorie dense. I mean, the amount of broccoli you'd have to eat like 300 calories of broccoli is
you
ridiculous.
You can't gain weight from vegetables. Come on.
Yeah, so I think when people start going on plant-based, they just start eating straight vegetables.
Yeah.
And then they get really sick, and then they kind of get off it because they're like, this doesn't work. But you got to remember, you still need to eat even though you want to lose weight.
Oh, definitely.
And,
right?
and you if don't you don't eat starve. Enough, your body is going to shut down.
Exactly. It's
and I think that's why people
metabolism,
give
right?
up, you know, eating plant-based so quickly on either a health tip or
right.
or ethical tip or whatever is because they're just eating just vegetables, straight vegetables.
Exactly.
So they're probably only eating 500 calories a day. Your body can't run off of 500 calories a day.
Right. You know, like you need variety.
You need your grains.
I met some people that are like public figures. I talked to them. And they were like, oh, the plant-based diet didn't work for me, you know. And then I asked, oh, so what did you eat? Oh, mostly coconut oil.
What?
Are you kidding me? Like, hello.
Yeah.
You need variety. That's the key. You know, that makes you enjoy food more. And we're meant to have a variety of foods, you know, not just like pineapple every morning or only pasta for lunch and then pizza every evening.
Right.
Variety is a key.
Yeah, totally. And another tip, what I learned even before I turned plant-based or vegan was if I cut out cheese.
Oh, yeah. Cheese doesn't love
if
you.
If I cut out cheese.
You might love cheese, but cheese doesn't love you back. Sorry.
I started to lose weight. Like crazy. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. Maybe there's something with this. And it's to do with how the cheese works in your body. It doesn't help you lose weight.
It's like glue actually. For
right.
Your body.
So if you want to even just lose weight, whether you're plant-based or whatever, to start getting into that realm, cut out the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin will get better. You'll feel more hydrated. You'll have less inflammation when you're doing exercise and stuff.
Right, your skin looks much better. Right?
Yeah, your skin will look way better because milk products really inflame the whole body.
They do.
And mind.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So,
well, you're so addicted to it, you know? It's almost like hard, like if you go out and you're at a mall and you want to eat something sometimes, right? It's like, they put cheese on everything. I mean, you got to be smart about
there's
it.
There's milk
look
in
for the Mexican places.
Salt and
Thai,
vinegar chips.
Vietnamese,
there was milk in them.
The which one?
Salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah. That
I'm thinking, what?
They tried to like put it on everything because dairy is a lot of like leftovers, right? They haven't. They just use it for other stuff.
Cheese was the leftover from milk. They said, we got all this skim milk. What do we do with all this fat?
Right.
And they're like, oh, we'll just package it as cheese and say it's healthy for you.
Put a lot of salt in it.
And
like
a lot of salt in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of sodium in it, right? I mean.
And our brain craves high dense calorie stuff because like I said
rewarding, right?
It's very rewarding to our brain to have a high calorie meal, right?
I mean, I was a cheese addict, trust me.
Oh yeah. But I noticed this is like I said, before I even went plant based, I cut out the cheese and I was losing weight. I would start obviously it was exercising.
Were you surprised about it? Were you expecting that's what's gonna happen or
I knew that's
so you read about it or you just had a feeling
you just know. It's like pure fat. I mean, the amount of calories in a cube of cheese is the amount of like three, four apples.
It's like that really sucks. Like you can only eat small amounts. I really like to not limit myself on like food intake. So you can eat as many vegetables and fruits you want, right? Like, that's the beauty about it. And I mean, we talked about how beans are amazing, right? For regulating the blood sugar and stuff.
Totally. And I find those are my go-to if I'm cutting. I cut back on my rice a bit.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Grains in general, right? Yeah. Reduce the grains. Like, don't even have really bread, you know? Like, try to keep it really whole foods. Right?
Yeah,
like,
try to keep it. Yeah, up your bean intake. Yeah. Lower your grain intake.
But some people say like, oh, I'm getting bloated if I eat beans and I'm going to work. I don't want to, like, right. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So, but there's the key again, right? You gotta
cook them right. Soak them overnight. Yes. And then
rinse them really well. Yeah, maybe
rinse
even
the water.
Twice.
Never cook with the water. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Rinse them twice to just make sure you get all the residues off.
Right.
The
yeah.
Water, right?
I would say my number one weight loss tool would be beans.
Yeah, guaranteed. Definitely.
Well, that may be some strategic running or cardio, but on a diet thing, beans are like number one. They give you all. Just they're all around like the best thing
and
for
they taste
you.
Good.
It's crazy.
They taste amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just so good. They're just great.
There are so many. You know, if you look at all the beans, let's say if you have a Whole Foods or something, they have a beautiful selection of all kinds of beans, you know, fava beans, black eyed peas, and all these. Like, you're actually going to be surprised how many legumes are out there.
Right.
And then we have lentils too. They're amazing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, lentils are really good as well, high in protein. So, so you just got to be aware.
Good.
You got to be aware of those, like I said, those good foods that keep you full longer, regulate your blood sugar.
Exactly. But you know what I found when I came to North America? I was like, what? You guys have actually all-you-can-eat places?
Yeah, all-you-can-eat
buffet.
It's
not really that common in Europe, you know, but here it's like, especially in the States, it's like, oh yeah, from 3 to 7 p.m.
And people love that. I don't understand why people
loved it. I was like,
it's like being the pig going to the trough. Like, you got unlimited food. Like,
totally.
That's not good.
There's like in Seattle, there's like vegan Thai place all you can eat. I'm like, I'm going there. Like, I was really literally like waiting all the time. But then it's like, or even Vancouver, there's an Indian all you can eat up on.
Right, so I think they moved.
Indian area.
But yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's like every time when I go to these places, I feel so shitty.
Yeah, too much oils, too much salt, too much food.
It's never, like, it's maybe enjoyable at the moment when you're eating it, but after it's like, oh, it's like I can't even, like.
You don't feel good after it. I'd rather pay more money to have a portioned controlled plate than to pay for it.
It's just not worth it.
Because when you go to a buffet, your mind thinks, oh, well, if I'm paying, you know, $19.99 for this buffet, I'm going to eat $20 worth of food.
Totally. That's
right?
What your brain
I
thinks.
Can't just have the salad and make me full. No. So then it's like a total, it's like the worst thing for weight loss. It's the worst thing probably for you is like, well, if you feel entitled for that $20 meal, you're going to eat what you think is $20 or worth more than $20 worth of food.
Exactly.
Why?
I don't think even, for over, like, gaining weight, you want to, like, super overeat, right?
No. That's, even when you're trying to gain weight, you don't want to gain fat. You want to try to
get stronger, right?
Get stronger. I mean, you obviously need a certain amount of fat, but,
right.
But
healthy
it's
amount.
Not as much food as you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we'll get into talking about that in the next episode.
And that's why I'd say if you want to lose weight, don't eat too many nuts, right? They're very dense.
Yeah,
they're healthy,
I had that problem.
You.
I was eating a bunch and I was like, the scale just wasn't coming down and I was running and this and that. And I'm like, how much nuts am I having? Like, I'm having like a handful of almonds and a handful of pumpkin seeds. I was like, maybe I'll try cutting that down a bit.
And what happened?
Yeah, then it started to come. Yeah, floodgates of the fat burners started coming down.
That's awesome.
And push down the wall. But yeah, you definitely got to watch those nuts. A handful, it could possibly be a lot, right?
Right, yeah.
If you're not
definitely.
Careful. I mean, you need to have a certain amount of fats, especially when you're trying to lose weight as well.
Right.
That's going to regulate your hormones and your testosterone. So don't skimp out on the fat.
No.
Let some people think.
So what do you I find like a handful a day is good. Like
I used to do that, but my handful is different than your handful.
That's the thing, yeah.
So
and that makes sense, right? Because you're, let's say, taller.
Right.
Of course, you have a bigger hand because you need more.
But
you know what I mean?
For me, it worked out better just counting out 25 almonds.
Oh, interesting.
I went by almonds.
Let's say you make nut cheese or something, you know, for your lasagna or...
Well, if you're trying to lose weight, you might want to not have that lasagna or pizza unless it's on like a weekend and
Yeah.
And you're just having like a, you know, refresher.
Right. Yeah, you know? I remember though, right?
Yeah, you do need to refuel your body and carbs back, right?
Yeah.
Weight loss isn't good for the body. It's quite almost toxic because you're trying to burn something that's been stored there for later, right?
Right. Don't even think like, oh, every day, like every minute, I'm on a diet. Okay, maybe I'm losing more weight today than...
Yeah, one bad meal won't make you fat, just like one good meal won't make you skinny. So
you got to enjoy the journey you're on it. Know what you're doing, know what to avoid, but not in a freaky, crazy anxiety way.
Yeah, don't stress over it.
Yeah. You still want to go out with your friends maybe on the weekend and go to, let's say we went yesterday to Chickpeas, you know,
Great
place, Israeli place in Vancouver, a new vegan place. And we just chose what we wanted to eat. Treat yourself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't overeat. We felt like full after that one meal. You could get dessert if you want. No, we were like, I'm full, so why should I get more?
Yeah, and you definitely got to reevaluate yourself after like 1 or 2 weeks to see if you're going down. If you're not going down, something's got to change. And if you keep thinking, and if you do it again next week and it's still the same, something's got to change.
Right.
Something's not working and you need to change it
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
So you got to be aware of that.
Right.
Don't go crazy on the scale.
Yeah, I just want to say, don't rely on the scale, right? No. Like, look in the mirror and see, look at your body.
Definitely
like,
look at this. Yeah, look at your body. And,
right.
And I mean, I use the scale just as a reference, but it's really not the best reference at
all. Totally, right?
Yeah, because you'll fluctuate between 5-10 pounds of body weight.
Exactly.
From just water.
Right.
Maybe not 10, but at least like 3 to 5 pounds of water weight.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, our bodies are amazing. How much water we hold,
Quite amazing.
We're like camels.
Well, we consist mostly of water anyways, right? So
yeah.
But yeah, what I find very important to lose weight is like to try to avoid oils.
Right? Yeah.
Don't put an extra cup.
Fried foods are bad because it's like now you're adding the oil in and frying it in the oil. You don't know how much oil is in that food now.
Right. Actually, if you go on our website, you know, we have recipes, weekly recipes, and they're mostly no oil in it.
Yeah.
Because you're actually going to be surprised how many recipes you can make in the kitchen that don't need oil.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah, we use just some water.
Substitute it with water.
So. Yeah, and it works just fine.
It's really amazing. But try to avoid, as Shane said, fried foods and like animal products, right? Or animal fats, they actually make you gain weight. So
they're very calorie dense and you don't realize how much you're having of it.
And they're hard to digest too.
And they're hard to digest. They're inflammatory to the body.
Right. Things that are hard to digest, you know, make you gain weight too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So
because it stays in your body longer. And it's harder to break down, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Having a nice, stable blood sugar, right, is really important. But with the sugar, if you have as we mentioned before, with too much sugar, you always crave more food throughout the day and you're unstable.
Yeah.
So I find like whole foods is a key, you know. Choose the sugars. I mean, we had a sugar episode already, right, talking about sugars.
Yeah.
So, that one is really important too, choosing like what sugars you want and like, let's say the less processed sugars are better. In my opinion, dates are really nice. If you use them in your desserts, if they're too hard, you can soak them for a few hours or minutes. And if you need them quickly, just use a hot water or something, then they get softer quickly.
Right.
But all these details, you know, we can talk more, right? But
yeah.
I find movement is the key too. We're meant to move and not just sit and eat and
leave
wait
your car
to lose
home,
weight.
Go for a walk, take some transit, go for a walk, explore your city. If you can walk to places, that's your ultimate best friend.
Yeah,
exactly. I think people with cars get lazy to walk now.
So lazy.
You need to get out, walk, you know, go for some runs. I try to get in a couple times a week and I'm trying to gain weight. So if I'm trying to lose weight, I even up my cardio a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I find sometimes, you know, let's say in the States, things are so spread out. I mean, even in Canada, right? Like people tend to like drive more, you know, even like in Kamloops, I find things are more spread out.
Yeah, it's hard to
walk. I mean,
you
can still walk to the mall and stuff, but I almost feel like let's just drive.
It's really far, it feels.
So people tend to be lazier then, right? It's like, come on, try to take a chance of like find an excuse to walk. I mean, even in the wintertime, right? You actually need the fresh air, you know? Like the moving actually helps you to feel better emotionally too, right? Because right. we actually overeat because of emotional factors too, right? If we yeah. feel depressed or heartbreak and totally. Things like that, loss.
Yeah, so try to always keep positive. And like I said, if you get some exercise in, you'll be getting some good serotonin running through, dopamine. Yeah. It'll just make you all out happier.
Totally, right?
Life, yeah.
I mean, yeah, think bodies of wintertime, right? It's really hard sometimes. I mean, maybe in like the east of Canada, right? In Montreal or something, it's hard. Like to, I can't even really imagine how what the people do there. I'm sure they figured it out because they lived there years and years.
Right.
But yeah, you got to stay creative with staying motivated and
yeah,
have at least half an hour daily exercise.
Get a Fitbit or some pedometer and try set some goals, just some walking goals. Start exactly. off slow. I mean, if you have bad knees, just start off walking and
right.
And
you're healthier too, right? Yeah. If you're overweight, like you actually are prone to more diseases and your immune system is weaker.
Right.
So, you know, everything is really like the science again behind everything. You gotta figure it out. Get some time with yourself to figure out what you need, you know?
Right.
Where do you have not enough time to prepare healthy meals? Do you not have enough time to really exercise, right? Because there's time for everything. You
yeah.
just have to kind of plan out your day better. Make a list, you know, for
yeah, exactly.
every
Make
day
it a routine,
what you're going to do.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we really mentioned most of the important things for us, at least.
Yeah, we wanted to keep it kind of brief and short, short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of tools. Like I said, these are all just tools.
And simplify it, you know?
Yeah.
If you're on a whole food, plant-based diet, you know, like, and you exercise, you make sure you move.
Yeah.
You're set up
for
success.
You're set up for success, for sure. Yep.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. And stay tuned for part two. Where we talk about gaining weight on a plant-based diet, which that one I get asked more than losing weight.
Totally, yeah. Exactly. I hear that all the time too. So
yeah. Sounds
can't
good.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Stay tuned. So make sure to go to our website, www.thinkplantbased.com. No dashes, just straight thinkplantbased.com for the show notes.
And make sure you check out our weekly recipes on our website.
Yeah, sign up for that. We'll be sending out weekly recipes, so you'll never miss them.
Definitely. They're too good to be missed.